Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, if you're not expecting company, but there's a knock on your door, you can't help but get a little suspicious. It's like getting a call from an unknown number. You're not sure. You feel like dealing with whatever unsolicited disturbance awaits you. Now, sometimes that attitude is validated. We go to Virginia, where a family was left terrorized after a group of Halloween-masked men tried to open their front door and gain entry. Keep in mind, they knocked first, and then it got creepier from there. And now the police are involved. Now, closer to home, here in Seattle, local resident one Mary Brunkow. She got a knock on her front door at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, who's knocking on her door at the proverbial middle of the night? That would be the Associated Press, letting her know that she'd won this year's Nobel Prize for Medicine. Now, it seems kind of crazy that the AP did the same thing the next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning down in California to let a different winner know that they'd gotten the Nobel Prize for Physics. And neither of these were a joke. Apparently, that's how Nobel let you know. Whatever time they decide, they knock on your door, wake your ass up, and tell you. Now, as far as that kind of stuff goes, I wouldn't have thought that the people at Nobel knocked on your door early in the morning, but at least it was good news. It was, in fact, good news. Sometimes you just don't know what's on the other side of the door. In fact, a passenger plane made an emergency landing for that very reason last night. The pilots lost communication with the crew, the flight attendants, etc., and then someone started pounding on the cockpit door. Well, the pilots feared what might be happening back there, and they made an unsolicited landing in Omaha, Nebraska, which, truthfully, is the worst part of that story. But today, we're talking about your door. Sometimes someone's knocking, sometimes you hear a noise. There's people that open the door to find alligators or bears or mountain lions or one woman, a freaking monkey just opened her door on its own. But that's what we want to talk about today. Whatever's on the other side of the door just might be a surprise. So today's question is, who or what was on the other side of the door?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, it's all the way we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,413. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. A guaranteed future repeat. Once again, we'll be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show to Sit and Spin. Coming up at 4:30. Today, we have 10 of Rock's most hated songs.
Cool. That's a great idea. Right. Can't wait to listen.
Yeah. Well, rock bands, you know, they... A lot of them go through different incarnations.
Sure.
Of what they started out as.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that goes in a better direction. Oftentimes they stay true to the formula. Sometimes they completely veer off course. And oftentimes, those songs, the ones you hate the most, are the ones that are the most profitable and more popular for the band.
I was going to say, 9 times out of 10, if you like the band, the song that you hate most is the single. Right?
Well, yeah.
It's one of those that I don't know why that is, but for whatever reason, it just seems to be true. No matter what genre, you're like... I like this artist. I hate this song. You're like, yeah, it's number 5 on the charts.
Man. Right.
You know?
God, Jefferson Airplane. Iconic San Francisco band, hippie-type band. They were kind of in that Grateful Dead scene back in the day with Santana and Steve Miller. And then they did We Built This City.
That was Starship, however.
That was Starship. It was still
Jefferson Airplane to Jefferson Starship to just Starship. When it went Starship, that was their way of saying, hey, we're going to suck.
Kind of the same band, but not really. I mean, they were close to the same.
Loosely based on.
Exactly. So the songs that you don't like from your maybe favorite rock bands. So the 10 rock songs that are the most hated.
Okay.
Coming up with Sit and Spin on the way at 4:30. And today we're going to talk about who or what was on the other side of the door, 206-803-ROCK. And we start with this one, and it only could happen in Florida. A Florida homeowner had an unexpected visitor Friday morning, when an alligator was spotted knocking literally on the front door in their Tortuga community. That's about 145 miles southeast of Tampa. According to the Facebook post from the Lee County Sheriff's Office, deputies from the 3rd Precinct were called to the neighborhood after residents reported a suspicious alligator on their doorstep.
What makes the alligator suspicious? My question is, an alligator has knocked on my door, okay? I look outside, I go, that's an alligator. What's the point where I say... But this alligator's suspicious.
He's wearing a ski mask.
Ah, that'll do it.
Yes. Deputies responded quickly after footage showed the reptile leaping up toward one of the front doors and trying to enter. After some effort, they managed to secure the roaming alligator. It was safely turned over to a licensed trapper, according to authorities in their social media post. Deputies joked, how's that for taking a bite out of crime? No injuries or damage were reported. This is one of the reasons I don't get a ring cam.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
But wouldn't you rather know the alligator's out there than just you hear this at your door and you open it and he's like, hey, it's a gator.
No.
There is that point. Yeah. That is a strong point. I guess living in Seattle, I feel less inclined to get a ring cam because inevitably I'm just going to see the face of someone who stole crap off of my front porch.
I don't want to walk out.
That'll never be found.
To my door and every day have to look down underneath my car or truck to see if there's an alligator under there. Yeah. Or whatever it could be. I don't want that paranoia of knowing that, whatever's out there is out there. Because I'll be...
But I think I'm with Ted on this. In a place like Florida or maybe like rural Colorado where the mountain lions are roaming around, maybe I get a Ring camera there. Because I'm in my mind, it's less likely that it is a human being on the other side as far as anything I'm worried about. But maybe it's an alligator. Maybe it's a mountain lion. Maybe it's a brown bear. Whatever. But, you know, if it's a human, maybe you can negotiate your way out. If I open the door and there's a bear, like whatever the bear wants, that's what the bear's going to
do. Well, Seattle's just going to be a little bit weirder. As far as the activity.
I don't need to see.
It might not be wildlife. Could be a coyote or something like that.
Nah.
But for the most part, it's going to be the human species.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, where you live especially, you're just going to see a lot of people peeing in your yard.
Right.
And occasionally pooping.
Yeah. The one who pooped in my yard was probably one of the strangest experiences I've ever had. As far as living in a place and having that kind of neighborly experience.
Yeah, that should not happen.
And my wife said, I can remember, because I was kind of in and out of consciousness at that point. I was right into the deep sleep.
Yeah.
And she's like, Miles! And I'm like, yeah, baby, what? I mean, jarred me up. Like, what is it? She's like, there's someone taking an S in our yard. What do I do? And I said, I don't know. Throw him a roll of toilet paper?
What are you going to do?
I'll take care of it in the morning. I'm not going to get out there and do anything about it.
Did you have to pick it up in the morning?
Yes.
There was a pile of human ass just sitting in your yard.
Yes.
Did you yell, like, just stop, get out of my yard?
I kind of remembered this in the morning when I woke up.
Wasn't the first thing.
But I'm telling you right now, like, I was into the beginning of a deep sleep.
Yeah.
So that's all I really remember. I remember she opened up the slider. I don't know if she said anything to the girl. I don't know what the deal was. I just remember in the morning getting up and going, all right. And I had dogs then. So I already had poop bags.
I was going to say, do you use a dog poop bag to pick up her poop?
I did.
Was it bigger than an average dog S? See, I'm thinking I would go for like the Safeway plastic bag, because it's a pile of human poop.
I will say this. I think when you're in that situation, it's the worst case scenario.
You would assume.
Right.
Yeah, I'm surprised it was solid.
It wasn't. It was just a regular poop.
Oh, really?
Thought was like, look, it was almost just like, look, I got to poop, I'm going to poop.
So she just pooped then. This is not an emergency. You can look at an emergency poop and say, I understand what has happened.
I know the difference.
Yeah.
I definitely know the difference.
This is just poop.
It was just a couple logs of poop.
Does that bug you more? Like, lady, seriously, I can look at your poop and I know you could have held that.
Well,
I know you
are kind of impressed. Like, man, she must keep a healthy diet besides when she gets hammered at night.
I mean, sure.
It was on the ledge. Like, she squatted on the ledge and just laid it right down on the on the little retaining wall.
Yeah.
But it was, I was like, that actually happened.
That is poop. All right.
That's why I want the Ring cam.
Yeah. Well, like I said, where you live, definitely not. I don't need to see it because I know what I'm going to see. Just the toothless guy being jittery, stealing whatever it is I've ordered.
Yeah. I've got a little table out there, and there's a couple places where you can stash stuff. So for a while there, I would wake up in the morning and just various people would start storing their stuff, like underneath the table to keep it out of the rain.
Yeah.
Or I got a little tarp out there. They put stuff under there. So I would just pick their stuff up and put it out in front of my gate. Out in front of the...
Sure.
I'm not going to take their stuff.
No.
Just like if you're coming back, look, just take the crap. But I'm not going to throw it away.
Yeah.
Or any of that crap. But always a little bit of weirdness going on.
I will say one of the last unsolicited door knocks I got, as it turned out, in the summer 3 or 4 years ago, I guess it was. And this was the first time we discovered that the bees and made a nest kind of like in a corner of our garage. And like I said, when you're a homeowner, you're just like, damn, I have to do it. No landlord to call, right? So whatever. But it had only been that day. I will get around to it. I'm not worried about it right now. Someone knocks on my door, open the door. It's like an 18-year-old kid, maybe 17. You got khaki pants on. He has a white button-up shirt. And immediately, I'm thinking he's going to sell me this religious crap. So, I mean, my face just changes and he takes a step back. Obviously, my expression is like, I really don't feel like talking to you. And I'm ready to like read this kid the riot act. Like, do not knock on my door to whatever you believe. I do not care. Don't bug me. But I'm going to let him give his spiel first. So I immediately fold my arms. I'm mean mugging this poor kid. And he pulls out this little pamphlet and he's like, hey, I'm from so and so, like bug extermination, right? And I'm like, are you effing with me right now? Which is probably not the way to say it, but it's just what came out of my mouth. He's like, no, sir. It's a family-owned business. We have a small thing. We spray for bugs. I say, hey, you got here on the right day. Do you guys deal with bees? And he's like, well, yeah, it's part of it, man. You know, it's summertime. I'm like, so I got this effing nest over there. I just discovered it. So they got hired, and we've had them, like I said, 3 or 4 years.
Wow. Twice a year. So a positive. A positive knocking on the door.
It was positive, and I felt bad because I really opened the door with a lot of freaking attitude and just the way he dressed. So I'm like, here we go. He came, like, on the best day at the best possible time. And like I said, the family's been working for us now for however many years. But they do outsource some of their spraying. So he was the son of the owners. The last time they came to spray, about 2 months ago, I'm outside smoking a cigarette. This van pulls up. I have no idea who the guy is, but you can tell it's like a work van. He's got the ladders and crap. And he pops out, looks at me, and just gets worked up, man. He's like, my man, what is going on? Now, keep in mind, they don't put the company name on the van. So I'm like, who is this guy? I've not called for anything. Starts talking to me. Knows my name. Well, it turns out he's part of the bug spray people.
So
he's there to spray the house. They're not intrusive. They're just on the outside of your house. But he had been a cab driver in town like 15 years ago and had taken me home. And he remembered this.
Oh, nice.
He didn't know.
He was just pumped to see you.
Nothing about the show. Does not know me from Adam other than I, because he's like, do you remember me? I said, man, I'm sorry. I really don't. Still just smiling the whole time. I used to drive a cab in Seattle. Again, I'm like, okay, man. He's like, no, man, I've given you a ride home before, blah, blah, blah.
Is it the guy that gets that used to take me to the airport and get me stoned?
Not that guy.
Okay.
That guy, I remember.
Because I know Ted, I think he's taken you to the airport before.
Yeah, because he smokes a joint with us anytime.
Yeah, that guy's been in my apartment.
Oh,
all right. He's a decent guy.
You just kept the weed smoking going.
Well, I was just like, it was like the end of a night. I was like, how much longer are you working? He's like, I'm really not. I was like, you want to come inside and hit some bingers?
Okay.
Yeah. I remember that guy.
Guy's nice enough to give you a ride.
Yeah.
Second year of college. Moved from a three-bedroom apartment.
Five stars, by the way.
Oh, yeah. High rating.
Three-bedroom apartment with five guys in it into a big house. Mm-hmm. And this was a big, big house. And I think there were seven of us living there that actually paid rent. And then we had two or three scragglers in and out all the time.
Inevitably.
They would sleep on the couch and everything else. We were probably there. We moved in kind of in the middle-ish of the summer. And then school started.
All right.
So I don't remember how long we were into the school year. It was either like a Tuesday or Wednesday night. It was not a partying night. It was around midnight or 12:30. And there's a banging on the door. And I will never forget this because I remember the chick's name. So this dude is banging on the door. Now there's a screen door, then there's a main door. He's banging on the screen door, which is louder because it's like aluminum or whatever.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. I open the door. He's already got the screen door. He opens up the screen door and he starts walking into the house. He's like, I'm just here for Jules. I'm going to go and check her out and see what's going on. I was like, Jules.
Do you know who this guy is?
No idea. And he's like, no, man, she knows I'm coming over. And I was like, she does. This is also before cell phones. But he's hammered. And right when you open the door, there's a set of stairs that start going upstairs. He starts tromping up the steps. I'm like, dude, hey, where are you going? And he's got his hand on the handrail, and he turned the corner at the top of the steps, and I'm like, I went in the living room, like, guys, somebody just walked in the house.
Right.
I said, they just went upstairs. So my buddy Matt, he's like, I'll take care of this. So he goes up there, and I don't know what he said to him, whatever, but Matt starts walking the guy down the steps. And the guy's like, I just want to see Julie, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, I promise you, man, there's no one named Julie who lives here. I swear to God, there's no Julie here. He leaves, whatever. We did see him out another night. Lo and behold, when the mail starts coming in, there was a woman who lived there named Julie.
For sure.
I'm sure she lived there the year before we did. Right. Like most college kids, you know, you stay in a place for a year or two and then you move on to something else. But he was absolutely adamant that she was there. He knew where her bedroom was. He marched right upstairs to go to it, which was actually Matt's bedroom.
It's also weird that he didn't think it was strange that going to, quote unquote, Julie's house, a man he does not know opens the door. And then another group of men are sitting in the living room.
Well, again, this is a house that 7 to 8 people can live in.
So there must have been a bunch of girls that lived there before.
It's a huge Victorian. Could be guys, could be whatever. I mean, it's just a big-ass house. And he walked in, man. He came down, and we're trying to convince him. Like, man, whoever Julie is, she does not live here anymore, man. I swear to God. He's like, man, I'm sorry, man. I just, you know, I want to get some butt. I know this is the house, you know, but I'm like, it could have been the house. We just don't have anybody. We don't have any female roommates.
Right. Here.
You know, so we just moved in, you know, like a month ago.
But Frank swings both ways. Give him a shot.
I mean, why not? But that was pretty big. He was hammered. We saw him out probably, I don't know, 6 months later, whatever. He had a very distinct look to him. And I was like, you're the guy that came into our house on Grand Avenue and walked upstairs looking for Julie. And he's like, man,
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, I was going to say, does he remember?
Like, I kind of remember that. Yeah, it's like, you walked up the steps, man, and then my buddy Matt, my roommate, went up there, and he got you. And somehow he convinced you to come back downstairs. I don't know if he opened his door to show her, like, hey, if this is her room, look, I'm in here now, kind of thing. I don't know what the hell that would happen. But he had a vague recollection of doing
vague
this.
Yeah.
A vague recollection.
That sounds about right, though.
But he was also like, yeah, man. He's like, you know what? That's nowhere near where I live. And I was like, well, yeah, okay. So what? I mean, I think you had to walk there on purpose looking for her.
That is an ass call. For
that
sure.
Night, for sure, you know. And he was like, man, I'm sorry. He's like, I don't remember much of that night.
That's all good.
That's
man.
Just like, muscle memory of like, this absolutely. Is where I used to hook up with Julie.
I'm
going over there.
Whoever Julie is?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but she was one of those people that I then did the BMI or Columbia House 10 records for a penny deal.
Oh, you use her name?
Oh, if there was any kind of mail that came in with a name on it, there was not any of us. I absolutely signed up for 10 brand new CDs for a penny.
Thank you, Julie.
Or whatever the deal was. The more the names came in, the more I just kept sending it out.
Do you know anyone that actually paid off their Columbia House membership?
I did.
You actually paid
I
it
did.
Off.
I did when I lived at home with my parents.
Because it was what? You got like 12 CDs for a penny, and then once a month, they sent
either,
you like their CD of the month, but you still had to pay
was
like 12 bucks or something.
Well, it was either Spin or Rolling Stone. So I did one of those. But by the time you got the CD, it was about $18.95.
Right, right.
Which was, you know, almost not double, but it was you know, 40% markup on what you would normally
sure.
get. Now, the problem with those companies were, not when you did it in a false name, but they would...
Much easier when you lied.
But they would send you the CD of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And you could not stop that.
Whether you wanted it or not.
You had to send that back.
Yeah.
So, like, for an example, Taylor Swift. That would probably be the one that you would get.
Guaranteed.
Within the next 2 or 3 months. Whatever was new, it wasn't necessarily in your genre. It was just like, this is the most, the Madonna or whatever it was mm-hmm. that came out. Mm-hmm. That's what you would get. You would get the new Michael Bolton.
That was my issue with it. Like, I bought 12 records for me. All of them are rock. And then you have made the decision. Obviously, this guy likes rock. That is everything that he has selected. Let's send a Madonna like that. No. Yeah.
Michael Bolton.
Yeah, that's
well, reach. Whatever the most popular thing was.
No, I know. It's just funny. Like, throw us right, like all the genres. And it's like, I don't care Bolton. What your genre is. If you're not a Michael Bolton, that's an odd one.
It would be Kenny G. Whatever was selling and they thought the people liked, they would send that out as your trial CD.
Mm-hmm.
But if you opened it, it was yours. Keep
that
in mind.
The whole thing.
You couldn't listen to it and go, I don't want this. I'm sending it back. Our question, who or what was on the other side of the door? 206-803.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Free rock.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Commercial pilots flying out of Omaha, Nebraska got quite a scare Monday evening when they heard banging on the door of the cockpit. And they thought someone was trying to break in. American Airlines Flight 6569, bound for Los Angeles, turned around and made an emergency landing just before 8 o'clock. 36 minutes after takeoff from Epley Airfield, the FAA said the pilots declared an emergency when they could not contact the cabin crew.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out there was an issue with the plane's intercom phone system. So, unable to reach the pilots by radio, the crew resorted to knocking on the locked cockpit door, hearing only silence from the communication system. The pilots feared opening the cockpit door could end in disaster.
I understand that.
They say they have been reinforced the doors and are kept locked during flights in accordance with FAA regulations, implemented obviously after 9/11. Most planes are also equipped with a keypad system, allowing authorized crew to request entry, though it remains unclear whether this was used during the incident. A video shot when the plane was back on the ground recorded a pilot telling confused passengers, "We weren't sure if something was going on with the airplane, so that's why we're coming back here. It's going to be a little bit. We have to figure out what's going on."
Yeah.
Our question, who or what was on the other side of the door? 206-803-ROCK.
We got to figure it out.
We have no idea what's happening, but we've landed.
Yeah, right. We're on the ground now, so we'll tell you. We're just as scared as you are.
You know what? At that point, everyone's relaxed. Once the plane has landed, if you're like, "Hey, we don't know what's wrong with the plane," like, don't care. We're on the ground, man.
Yeah, I told you, man, the last time I flew, when the pilot came out for their bathroom break, the woman who was in the first class doing the service up there,
yeah,
she was probably every bit of 5 feet tall. She looked like she was probably in her 50s or 60s. She looked like a little ball of fire, but she was probably 105 pounds.
Right.
And when they moved the entire drink cart in front of that entranceway to the front of the cabin up there where the bathroom is for the first class passengers, she's blocking that entrance. But you could really only see, like, from her nose up.
Yeah. Just like,
and she's just standing there on guard. And I'm like, all right, man, you
got it.
Good luck.
I feel better.
Good luck.
And look, I've been on a plane where we didn't know there was a medical emergency at first.
Yeah.
But you can just tell it's slowing down and you're losing altitude. And it's like, there's a couple minutes where, like, my heart was kind of racing as I'm like, what is going on? And then finally they're like, we are making emergency landing because of a medical thing. You're like, okay.
Do they say what the medical thing is or just a medical thing?
So here was the whole deal. There was a medical issue because they asked for the doctors.
Okay.
Then we start slowing down and you're like, uh-oh. Basically, it seemed like the guy must have died and maybe they have a rule that you only can fly so far with the dead body. Because when we landed...
You think it's a rule or do you think maybe the flight attendants are like, I am not comfortable with this. Land this damn plane and get the corpse off.
I don't know. We landed, I want to say, in Billings, Montana.
Yeah.
There was nobody there. An ambulance just showed up, and when it left, its lights were off.
Was anybody at the airport? Were you the only plane there?
Correct. And then at this point, somehow we were overweight, so they're like, "Is there a mechanic?" But you took the body off already. I hear you,
and you'd already burned fuel to get there.
But then they were like, "We need a mechanic to sign off on something," and then finally they're just like really any kind of mechanic. And you hear he goes, as you can tell, this airport is closed up for the night.
Damn, any kind of mechanic.
So eventually after like 20
minutes. Is there a mechanic on the plane?
Yeah, that's what they asked. And it was like a steady thing.
Was there?
Yeah, well, eventually we took back off and we did land in Seattle. So I don't know if somebody drove out or there was just a random guy that's like, I work on cars.
I just like the idea of, hey, now that we took a body off the plane, we're overweight.
Yeah. Okay. And you're right. Because that didn't make sense. It didn't make any sense. Who knows? But it was.
Have you ever seen those guys out there with their electrical tape, taping a part of the wing? Or,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right before you're ready to take off, you're like, okay, that's.
That's all you need.
That's duct tape.
Okay.
That's metallic duct tape, pretty much.
Yeah, they might spice it
up. I don't know if they're just doing over seams or. It didn't look like, obviously, this is a real
repair. You assume it's not something catastrophic.
Right.
Yeah.
You assume that. We don't know. You're still like, I don't know, seeing duct tape on an airplane.
You see him, like, pulling duct tape, you know, out of the spool, like a regular. You're like, he's using duct tape.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll be damned. Who or what was on the other side of the door? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Well, guys, I was enjoying my evening watching some tube, and my wife rushes in and says, there's a raccoon on our porch. Come help me. And so I go out there and open up the door, and to my surprise, there is a little kitten that looks just like a raccoon. And he sits a little fur ball, so I picked him up, and he starts purring. He stunk real bad, so I took him in and gave him a bath.
Wait, stunk then, like what? If you had to guess what the stink, like stink of fresh birth, stink of I've been pooped on, or what?
Okay, now where my house is located, there's kind of a swampy area down below next to the lake.
I gotcha.
Just stunk. And anyway, so I pick up this little kitten that looks like a raccoon. And my lovely wife, Shannon, confused this for a raccoon. And so I pick up this cat, I bathe the cat, it let me do that. And then I sit on the couch with this cat and I grab my bass guitar. This cat it was picking up what I was laying down, started playing my strings that I was hitting.
I got to tell you, it's a ballsy move to bathe a cat you don't know.
Yeah.
So I've had cats that have laid sideways in the litter box because their back legs didn't work and crap like that. Even to wash that cat.
Oh, yeah.
Was a pain in the ass. I'm surprised that cat was docile enough to not rip you to shreds.
But you did say kitten, right?
Yep. He was just a little guy back then. That was years ago.
I'm assuming you still have this cat now?
Oh, yes. We took him to the vets, and he didn't have a chip, and we tried to find the owner, because he was just such, I couldn't believe it, you know, that no one was claiming this lovely little kitten that looks like a raccoon. And, yeah, we got to keep him. We still have him.
How much like a raccoon, like, does this kitten look enough like a raccoon to forgive your wife for this, or are you kind of like, babe, come on, man?
Well, it did look like a raccoon, but I was like, that's a baby kitten. Pick him up.
Well, why was she so scared? Because you're saying it's a kitten, so no matter what, it's small, right? So even if it was a raccoon, is she just scared of your average woodland creature? I mean, when it's that small, was she panicked?
We have a raccoon problem at my house. Uh-huh. We also have an outdoor cat, and so rest in peace, Baba Yaga. He just passed away.
Baba Yaga.
Yep. He's a killer. That cat brought home a live mallard duck.
Well, yes, that's what they do.
Wow.
Jeez. I mean, if you have an indoor-outdoor cat, I mean, they're going to hunt at night, and they're going to bring you stuff if you have a cat door or a dog door, whatever you got.
Yep, that Baba Yaga brought in a live mallard duck. And so I had to catch this thing, thinking it was mortally wounded, and I caught it with a box, and, you know, I had it in a box, brought it outside, opened up the box, and it blew away.
Yeah. See, they don't want to bring it to you dead.
No.
They want to bring it to you still. They play with that thing for hours before they finally decide.
Of course.
They're trying to drag his ass in, you know.
So when you say you have a raccoon problem, what kind of problems do you have with the raccoon, other than them just being present? My son, we have a family of raccoons that live somewhere in a yard. I'm not 100% where, but they're somewhere. Nobody cares. But my son is convinced that the raccoon hides under the car and is going to attack him when he takes out the trash, because one night, about a year ago, I think he was taking trash out, just saw the raccoon. But my kid's back in the house in a heartbeat. I'm like, what's going on? Because there's also, you know, mountain lions, coyotes, all this. He's like, it was a raccoon. I'm like, that big, fat, slow-ass raccoon. I'm like, brother, just take the trash out. You'll be fine. He was, no. I said, dude, it's a raccoon. It's not rabbit. It's a, no. So just this last weekend or within the last week, I asked him to take the trash out. And he was in and out in like a second and a half. I'm like, what's up? He's like, I'm just convinced that raccoon's hiding under the car. I'm like, that raccoon does not care about you. He's not waiting for you to come outside to attack you. But he's convinced himself of this. So are you getting attacked? Is it just eating your crap or what?
These raccoons at my place, there's a group of them, maybe five or six, and, well, they come to steal the cat food, and so we would bring the cat food in at nighttime. That's when the raccoons usually show up.
Yep.
But they are not afraid of you.
No.
I mean, if you left out that food and you went out to get it and the raccoons are out there, they're not budging. It's their food now.
Well, my buddy this just happened 2 weeks ago. He had he has a Ring camera.
All right.
It was going off all night. And it wouldn't stop. He looked and saw it's a family of raccoons.
Yeah.
All right? They're doing their thing. They're out in this little front yard area. They are digging up his yard. I mean, there's four. There's babies. There's mom. There's dad. They are digging up his yard and eating the grubs that are in the ground. He came out the next morning. It looked like a herd of pigs
had just gone through
and decimated his yard. just to eat those grubs from whatever beetle that thing is, whatever the hell they
apparently got. Grubs are delicious.
Guess so. Who or what was on the other side of the door? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, the raccoons are so good. Like our buddy, right, that moved into our neighborhood, like he's got a serious issue too.
Really?
Because it's like they go through his trash cans and then his girl made a little garden and they just destroy it.
Huh.
At will.
I will say, my wife's very good out there in the garden. We do not have, I think it's squirrels that piss her off, but overwhelmingly the raccoons, the possums, they all leave her crap alone. I think because they know her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, she will find you and she will kill you. She's like Liam Neeson Taken if you mess with her stuff.
Who or what was on the other side of the door? 206-803-RIDE.
If you ever see that classic one, I forget what kind of animal it is, but the guy basically sets up like a cam to see who's eating.
All right.
Is it a beaver? You've seen it, right? And this animal keeps going to his yard, but it sees the camera. So it just sits in front of the camera.
Oh, it just eats?
Yeah. It's like a little groundhog.
Yeah, and he just eats whatever he stole.
Radishes.
But it's funny because he just sits there like, yep, what are you going to do?
But he only does it in front of the camera. It's like He faces the camera and looks into it while he's doing it.
Yeah, he's just rubbing it in that guy's face.
Yeah.
By the way, just real quick, regarding airplanes, the duct tape they use apparently is like a super tape. All right, so
I was going to say that makes more sense.
This duct tape they say, you know, Miles, there is 200 mile an hour duct tape. Perhaps they're using the 450 mile an hour duct tape, but everyone says it's a better version. And then, as far as the plane being too heavy, this makes sense. All right, so you guys made the emergency landing in Billings or the equivalent of it. They take the body off, fine. The reason your plane is now too heavy is because, as everyone pointed out, the runways in Billings are not like the runways in major cities.
Makes sense.
They don't have enough clearance.
Oh, I
that,
see.
That makes a all lot right, of sense.
It has bugged me for years.
Yeah, when how you did said we get, that, like, yeah. What? That makes complete sense. Like, look, man, we just need less weight to be able to take the hell off without slamming into trees and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they said that, I'd volunteer in a heartbeat.
You can't drop people off at an airport that's closed.
That was the main issue.
Yeah, so what do you do if you say, look, I volunteer to get off the plane, but the airport is not open?
I don't know. All I know is we sat there for a while after that ambulance left with the dude in it.
Yeah.
And then, right, they asked for a mechanic and then something else. And then, you could hear it in his voice when he's just like, as you can tell, this airport's closed up for the night. Like, he seemed pissed.
Well, he probably tried to convince the flight attendants, like, hey, man, let's at least land in Spokane. Or so, just a slightly longer runway, right? Maybe the airport's open. This
well,
is
also, like, we were in Billings. It couldn't have been much more than 90 minutes left in that flight.
That's what I mean. You're already that close. I bet you he was pissed.
You got to walk.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a bus coming. Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I'd had a bad wreck 2 weeks prior, uninsured driver. So I got a rental car. And one day my daughter and I were going to go run errands in it. And we both went to the door and I was, I forgot something. So I went back and I got it. And as we opened the door across the driveway, a huge tree just slammed into on the top of my car. Of course, I didn't get the extra insurance, you know, to cover that in case that something like that happened.
Wait, so I was that's on you? That. A tree falls on the rental car and they hold that. If you don't get the extra, that's on you.
No, not the whole thing. Just the deductible part was on me.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
that's not so bad. So, do you think if you did not forget something, would you have pulled out before the tree fell, or would you have been in the car when that thing came down?
In the car, absolutely in the car. It was only like 10 feet away from me, and it only took that amount of time. We would have been sitting in the car when that sucker slammed down on us.
Why do you think the tree fell down? I mean, was it a dead tree? Anything like that?
You know, it wasn't. It didn't look that healthy, and it had such roots that were just sprout out. You know, the trees around here just flat out, not deep, deep at
no,
all.
No, they're wide. They're as wide as the perimeter of the tree, but they're just they're like deep. A foot and a half, 2 feet down.
At the most, it was unbelievable. Yeah, I was like, how was it standing? There was nothing holding it down.
If you had been in the car, do you think there's any chance you would have survived, or that would have been the end of Candy?
The end of Candy and my daughter, Candy's daughter, yes.
What is Candy's daughter's name?
Kimberly.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if you knew your own kid's name.
Yeah, just
oh, yeah.
Miles' daughter.
Damn.
Steve's son, yes. Who or what was on the other side of the door? 206-803.
Would have been the end of Candy and Candy's daughter.
Daughter, yes. And Candy, that's the way they'll be eulogized. Yes.
Third person.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So, 1982, I'm 12 years old.
My dad is quite the ladies' man. It's 10 o'clock at night or so, maybe around 11. I'm in bed sleeping. My room is downstairs. My dad's room is upstairs. I hear this pounding of the front door, just constant pounding, relentless. My dad's not answering it. I don't know why. Finally, I get up, go to the door. As soon as I unlock the deadbolt, the door flings open. I fall back, and it's a woman yelling, "Where is he? Where is he?"
Uh-oh.
She's yelling my dad's name. She runs up the stairs right to his room. I hear a loud bang where she had kicked in the door. My dad's in there with another woman.
Uh-oh.
So this is a one of his many girlfriends who he just never broke it off with, and he's with another woman.
Now, how long does all of this go on in the house while you're standing there at 12 years old?
I went back to bed, pulled the covers up over my head, and just listened. My room was right underneath his, and there was yelling back and forth. I could hear my dad saying, "It's not what it looks like. It's not what it looks like." And to this day, I'm like, how is it not what it looks like?
Yeah. You should have yelled that from your bedroom.
Dad, how is that not what
this object is smaller in the mirror than it actually is? Right.
No, Dad, I think she's got a handle on things.
So how long were they going back and forth?
Probably a good 10 minutes. The one woman who broke through the door, she left first.
Did you know either one of these people, like, on a personal basis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. These are ones that we've gone bowling with or roller skating with our kids, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I knew, yeah.
Now, did your dad ever address this, or was it just, it was never spoken of again?
So they both left probably about 5 minutes apart. I don't know if he finished the deed or not. But
no.
he came down to my room. And I was crying. I said, I'm sorry. I shouldn't open the door. And he gave me a big hug. He said, don't worry about it. It's not your fault. Don't worry about it. And that was about it.
Does your dad continue to be a player throughout his life?
The next few years, he was definitely. I mean, you know, he was a product of the 70s. He was into disco and all that kind of stuff. So he was with, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Parents Without Partners.
Oh, yeah.
So, there was a lot of women to meet at those things.
Parents Without Partners. I've never heard of that one.
Did he have a solo mustache?
No, he never was a big facial hair guy. But okay. He was bald with a comb over, though.
Oh, cool. That's why the ladies loved him.
Wow, he still was slaying it.
Yeah.
That's like a strike against you, and you still overcome that.
Yeah. A comb over, man. That's like compression socks. It's impossible to be sexy.
I've never heard of that.
Parents Without Partners.
I've never heard of that.
There's a ton of
dating sites now that are just like single parents.
But this is different because he's talking like 80, so it's a much looser, or like you can't just go online and set this up.
You got to go and meet someplace and meet up.
You got right. So it's a whole thing. And I know two of my friends at various times in my life, and oddly enough, both of them fathers, never the mothers, were a part of that.
Hmm.
And keep in mind,
okay.
In neither case had the mom died, but the mom had left. And then you got a sense of why they left. When you kind of saw how their father carried on after the fact, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, wow, because there wasn't a ton of divorce back then when I was growing up, but then
it says it's just an organization for single parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's here. Yep. I mean, it's in Seattle.
That's what it is.
Who or what was on the other side of the door? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.